God has been good to us over those days. He's given us variety in the ministry. And I'm sure we've all heard the voice of God. What will it be to dwell above with the Lord of glory reign? The day's coming, brother, I'm not going to be there. We've heard about it today. As our brother was speaking, I was thinking about a man. And he was told he's going to spend his last day on earth. He's going to be in heaven tomorrow. What would you do if you knew that? Great possibility, you know. You can come today. What a day it would be to be gathered home on the other side, to meet with those who have gone before, and to see our blessed Lord. I wonder what I would do. Would there be a brother I'd have to put things right with? Would there be things in the home I'd have to put out? Would I have to search my conscience before I met the Lord? One of the greatest things I know is this: to have a clear conscience and to be waiting for the coming again of our blessed Lord. Every eye shall see him. I'm glad that Alec emphasized that every believer will be there. From Pentecost until his coming, they'll all be there. I only ever met one brother who believed in the partial rapture. And after I had a talk with him, I discovered this. He was going in the first batch. Now, you've heard this story, haven't you? The handful of nails. Some are straight and shiny. Some are crooked. Some are rusty. Some are bent. You put a magnet over them, and they'll all rise. And brethren, some of us are bent, and some are crooked, and some are rusty. But we'll all hear that shout. As we used to sing in Ireland, we'll all gather home in the morning by the banks of the bright Jasper Shore. What a morning, eh? I'm sure there are many here in the company, and you have those in heaven that you're longing to see again. The moment I'll see my wife again. And I have two grown-up boys in heaven, and I'll see them again. But above it all, there's one man there, and he still bears the marks of Calvary, and he still has the marks of the thorns upon his brow, and he'll stand above all others, and he'll greet us. And we'll be with him. And that for all eternity. What a morning, eh? I want to read with you about a man who was told he was going home to heaven the next day. And won't you see how he moved? Now I'll leave plenty of time for my brother to follow me. Turn please to the first book of Kings. Wrong chapter here. Sorry, 2 Kings. 2 Kings and chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. Read from verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. As I'm reading the chapter, I want you to note the Elijah went. The times when it says that these two men were together. Verse 2, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yes, I know it. Hold your peace. Or, don't mention it. Please don't mention it. Verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Please don't mention it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And by the way, that was after they had been 10 years together. After 10 years, he wants a double portion of this man's spirit. Verse 10, and he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and took hold of his clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? When he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elijah went, and Elisha went over. Their last day on earth together. They were companions. They traveled the road. They met often. And now they meet no more. I can't read this passage, but I remember 2 years ago, my best friend, known well to John and Alec, an old man, a godly man, a unique man. We were bosom partners. I picked him up on the Thursday night, and we traveled some probably 2,000 miles. I dropped them off on a Saturday morning. I met them again on a Saturday afternoon. And on Sunday morning I got a phone call. Andrew's in the glory. Huh? Never forget it. I look back now. My brother was trying to tell me he was going away. At 2 in the morning there was a lovely sunset in the sky. He looked up. He put his hand over me. He says, "Bob, I'll soon be at home." My brother and sister, what a way to go. Waiting, looking, longing to be with the one we love. Elijah, he was a courageous man, but he was a lonely man. I said the other day, every man that lives for God is a lonely man. Remember, before he died, he was told to do 3 things. Elijah, he'll anoint Hazael king over Syria. He'll anoint Jehu king over Israel. Now, but wait. He'll anoint Elisha prophet in thy stead. Here's a man who's going to take his place. And God said, before he does it, you'll anoint him. I'm thinking of Joshua. As Moses spoke to him, at the end of Moses' journey, he gave him a ministry for a people about to enter the land. I'm thinking of David, an old man, giving his ministry to Solomon for a people in the land. Remember what he said? Solomon, know the God of thy father. I would dare to say that I don't think Solomon ever knew the God of his father. David was a unique man, had unique experiences with God. But he said to his son, know the God of thy father. Remember what Moses says to Joshua? Be courageous. Remember what God says to Joshua? As I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. But when I come to the New Testament, I see an old man called Paul. And he's given his last ministry to a young man called Timothy. Not for a people about to enter the land. And not just for a people in the land. But for a people who are fast losing land. I says the old man I know, after my departure, there's men out there just waiting to come in and destroy all that I've taught for God. Timothy, remember what he said? Preach the word. And brethren, if you're going to go and counteract wrong doctrine, do it by the word. Stick to the word of God and you'll never go wrong. It has the answer to all our problems. And now these two men are going to spend their last day and they come first of all to Gilgal. I wonder why they come to Gilgal first. Well, Gilgal speaks of the flesh. I remember an old man, and as I mention his name, Dan will remember him. J.M. Shaw, a godly old man. The last time I heard him, they tell me he was 82 years of age. Older brother, will you listen to him when he say? I'll quote his words that day. I have as much trouble with the flesh today as I had when I was a young man. You remember Noah? After the flood, an old man, he's found drunk in his tent. Remember David? An old man, he should have been at war and he wasn't. He's on the housetop. What his eyes saw, he wanted. It was disaster, brother. Disaster. An old man. I pray to God every morning that he'll keep me until the end of the journey. A moment, brother, and all could be lost because of the flesh. They go to Gilgal, and Gilgal means a circle. And there's no end to the flesh. It goes on and on and on. And it will be with us until the end of the journey. But they leave Gilgal and they come to Bethel. I love Bethel, you know. The house of God. I say again, as I said last night, the place where God made himself known to Jacob. The place where Jacob discovered this. This is none other than the house of God. And there with a stone for his pillow. And his eyes looking up and seeing the angels of God ascending and descending. He was conscious he was in the presence of God. We've lost that today, haven't we? I see, this is a dreadful place. This is a fearful place. This is none other than the house of God. And these two men, the old man and the young man, they go together. And as they touch Gilgal, they would be reminded of the flesh. And brethren, it's with us all the time, isn't it? Ah, but when they come to Bethel, while the flesh is evil, they're reminded that God is good. And there they are, before God, at Bethel. Psalm 122. I was glad when they said, let us go up into the house of the Lord. Yeah, I know it's not always easy. I remember my old father coming home from a hard day working in the coal mines. No baths or sprays in those days in the coal mines. They were black. And they sweat it all day. I remember when it come round to 6:30, he would say, well, I could find my way to bed. But it was a prayer meeting. And I can remember, yeah, after a prayer meeting, I'm saying often, boy, it was good to be there. Yeah. You see, brethren, when we go that wee bit further, God will add to it. And he'll give us a blessing for doing those things. And they came to Bethel, the house of God. If at Gilgal the flesh is evil, at Bethel it's good. And then they journeyed on and they came to Jericho. Remember Jericho? It looked good. The city was pleasant. But the waters were sour. When I think of Jericho, you know, I think of the situation of the city. It was pleasant, but the waters were bitter. It reminds us again of the man who rebuilt Jericho. Remember, there was a warning put out, a curse put out. The man that builds Jericho, As he lays the foundation stone, he loses all the sun. As he lays the last stone and the city is rebuilt, he'll lose his youngest son. 500 years passes and nothing happens. The man lost his oldest son when he started to build. He lost his youngest son after it was rebuilt. It reminds us this, brother and sister, we'll reap what we sow. You and I sow to the flesh, we'll reap to the flesh. Jericho. And then they came to Jordan. And you know as well as I do that Jordan speaks of death. And they're taking their last steps together. And Elijah knows that very soon he'll be transported into the glory. And he says to the young man, tell me, what would you want before I leave you? I wonder what I would have asked her. I wonder what you would have asked her. This young man recognized the man he was with was a prophet of the Lord, was a man of God. And he coveted what this man had. I says to the old man, I would like a double portion of your spirit. A double portion of the spirit of Elijah. I says, Elijah, you've asked a hard thing. But if you see me when I'm taken up, you'll receive it. With a lovely picture of our blessed Lord. Remember that day when he's about to leave them, he led them out as far as Bethany. And they're round about him, and his eyes are raised as a priestly man. And he's told them he's going to be taken from them. He says, I'm going away. But if I go away, I'll come again, and I'll receive you to myself. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. And he moves up slowly, and he goes up into a cloud, and he's received out of their sight, and he's in the glory. You know what I believe? Elisha. His eyes never left Elijah. And he stared and he stared and he saw him going up by a whirlwind into the glory. And the mantle of Elijah fell on Elisha. And he cried, my father, my father. And he takes the mantle and he smote the river and it parted and he saw again the wonders of God. A double portion. I don't have to tell you, do I? Elisha did double the miracles of Elijah. And Elisha proved the God of Elijah. I would love just today to know God as my father knew him. God bless his word.